talking about Purim, one of the few halachas, one of the few halachas at Chazal that brought down in Gemara that we learn out from Haman Rasha. There's a lot of Agadato on Haman Rasha, there's a lot in the Mefarshim, but what it says in the Gemara, one of the few halachas that are learned out from Haman is the following. The Gemara starts off in Saita Tana Rabbanan, this is Daftes Amar Aleph, Tana Rabbanan Saita Nosne Yeneh B'mish Einu Royola. Her Saita was Nosne Yeneh B'mish Einu Royola, that means she had a taiva for a boil, not her husband. Masha Bikshu Loi Nitin Lo. What she was looking for, Loi Nitin Lo, she ended up being Asura Lo Boil, that's Rashi touches up, because when she was an Eishas Ish, there's an Issa, from now on, we can't Ve'lech Evet have Tashmish with this boil. Masha Biyodo, and her husband, which she had already, Natlu Mimena, was taken away from her because my mother talked. If she was Taka Mizana, which we're talking about, so if she would Taka drink, she would die. And if she wouldn't drink, she was behoidus, so she'd have to get divorced. Because it's a Surah Labal, but Surah Labal. So come to a klal is that Shakala Naisin, Gemara says again, Shakala Naisin, Enov B'mash Einu Shaloi, Mash Mevakish Ein Naisin Loi, what the person's looking for, Ein Naisin Loi, or Mash Badain Naisin, what the person has is taken away. The Gemara goes on. The Chayim Tzino. So we learn how to be Shachad Mini. Shnosin Einav B'Mashin Royaloi. He's nothing of Mashin Royaloi. That's it. From Machava. Mashibikesh Loi Nitnu Loi. And Fakem Mashibiyadin Nitnu Mimen. And the Gemara goes on to explain how, what he was destined to be, a Melech and a Kumas Kufa, and it was taken away from him. It goes on. And the Gemara says V'Chayim Matzino. It's interesting who we find this. These are like the villains of Tanakh. V'chein matzino b'kayin v'koyrach u'bilim v'doyig v'chitoyvel v'gechazi v'avshalom v'adunio u'zio, and finally v'homan. The last one on the list is Haman. Shenosnu einim b'mashenu roy lahem, mashabikshu lo nitin lahem, and mashabiyadam natlu mehem. It's a call gadol, and it's rather brought down, I believe by the smack, Nerchus Chaim, an Indian of Loisachmoy, this Gemara is brought down. I don't know if it's to learn out Mamish Halachas from this Gemara, but at least the principles of this Gemara, the call is if someone is nice in Einav, right, what's the call? Call a nice in Einav, but Mash in the Shaloi, Mash a Mavakish, a nice in Loi, Mash a Biyada, Naitlin Himenu. Rashi goes on to explain every single one, Kemat, except for Haman. Haman, he leaves you, but I guess it's well known what Haman did. I got it was mesupik what the Gemara wanted from Haman. I'm not sure what the Gemara wanted from Haman. I'll give you a few suggestions. On Baruch Hashem tonight, I just found upshot in the Maharsha somewhere else. But speaking of different people, what was it that Haman was? So everyone knows Haman was mevakish. Was it the Mordechai Shvikrei Meshachir Aloi? And Ashallah Yechef, Mordechai is not holding by that, and he wanted to hang Mordechai to do a late. So then he could touch up that Mashabikesh was to kill Mordechai. I mean, he better give up on getting him to bow down to him. Good, his Mashabikesh was to kill him. Or Mashabiyod, they not lose him. Zepchad is that he himself got killed on that very same eight that he wanted to kill Mordechai. And the Rav told me tonight that it's only because he had the eight prepared, right? Because Achashverosh was a person who was, you know, very quick to get angry. You know, everything is on the spur of the moment. So at that moment, he was b'chamosay. He said, "Okay, so tulu ala eight, right? The eight is already prepared. What happens if you wouldn't have the eight prepared? By the time they were prepared, the eight, 12 hours later, he might have gotten over it and not killed Haman. But at that moment, the only reason why he was able to get killed was because he had this whole scheme prepared to have the eight. That's one shot. I'll tell you a second shot. Pshat could be even a little bit more broad, is that Haman was not only interested in killing Mordechai, that was on a personal vendetta, he wanted to kill Gans Klal Yisrael, Hippopur, that was the Indian. What happened was, is instead of, on that Muhammad, then instead of killing Klal Yisrael, Faket, from this whole Maisa, he ended up dying, but Saras Bonov also ended up getting killed. So Kilu, like he had in mind to be La'abed, Am Yisrael, to wipe out, not only a Yochid, but to wipe out the entire nation of Klal Yisrael. And Seifu Shadova, what was wiped out, was him, the Chazari, was wiped out. So maybe that was, or at least the Chalbana was wiped out, maybe that was an Indian. Crowded tonight, I saw a Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara Megillah says, Gemara's Daf Yeromid Beis, the bottom, when you start talking about the Nyani of Megillah, so different Amaroim used to Pasach with different Divrei Agadata. So it says in the bottom, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana pasuk la pischalai parsha samehacha. Lo adam shetoyv lefon of nosan chachma v'das v'simcha. It's a pasuk in the end of Kehelas. I believe it's the last pasuk of Perek Beis in Kehelas. Who is this? The Mordechai Tzadik. V'lachoyte nosan inin le'esoyf v'lichnois. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in the choyte this tshuka, this taiva, inin le'esoyf v'lichnois, to gather assets, to accumulate wealth. And who is this choyte? Zehoman. He's a Haman had a vice-like taiva, not only to kill the Yidden, but he had a taiva to be le'esoyf v'lichnois. And the pasuk for his voice, lo'seis la'toyv l'fnei alakim, and it was given. This inyan, lenyan, last of lichnais, this wealth that he amassed, was given to who? To the person who's latayv lefnei Elohim. Who is that? Zemodachai ve'esther, dechsiv v'atosim esther es Mordechai obeis Haman. The Maishon on this Gemara says that the pshat in this Gemara, that Haman had this cheshek, this taiva, this chemda to be last of lichnais, and was given away to Esther and Haman, to Esther and Mordechai, is mamish yitzushal, the Gemara in Saita, that he was had this nosan einav v'masha einay shaloi, and therefore, because it's in and less of lichnais, and therefore, masha biyada neitlin emena, what he did accumulate, his house, everything that he had, was given away to Mordechai. So at least the Maishah learns that Pasha, it's mamish on mamanis. It's not on that he wanted to kill and got killed or v'cheina. It's mamish on the Indian of mamanis, that he had this Indian of less of and it was taken away. Like I said, that the Poskim bring down, the Rishonim bring down this Gemara, it's Ushtel to Lois Achmed, it's an Indian of, like we discussed last week from Ibn Ezra, it's a Nisoyin in our Amuna to realize and to appreciate what we have, to realize what's Shali Shali and what's Shaloi is Shaloi. And a person goes beyond that and tries to break what was destined for him, tried to get from someone else, ends up as a Sefer Shadova. Not only isn't he entitled to that, because it's not going to be Magia, but Mashamukhan Lakavera, but even what he does have, he's going to end up losing. We have Shir and Choshen Mishpat, an Indian of Choshen Mishpat, I would tain it's Bebechina, Tanu Loi Chitim, Voidu Loi Besayrim. He wants Chitim from Zahm, Voidu Loi Besayrim, ends it up that he gets nothing. It's not even Voidu Loi Mixes. A person has a tain and so on, and he has for $200, he gets $100. Good, it's Voidu Loi Mixes. I'm Tanu Loi Chitim, I want something that I'm not entitled to. And yet it really owes me the same. Voidu Loi Besayrim, he ends up getting nothing. It means Kilu from our Cheshik and our Chemda that we do to try to get something that's not deserved, that we don't deserve, that doesn't. It's not destined to us, so ki'ilu, we're not some slave on the simchas achayim that we have, the sipuk that we have from the Rebbeinu Shalom that we are destined to. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not happy with, yeah, I'll take that away from you too. That zikr you're not going to get. That's for sure you're not going to get. But I feel what's yours is going to be taken away from you. All right. Last week we discussed a number of halachas, and this week I'll try to cover a lot more. We'll probably not finish tonight. We'll probably need one more week to finish Lesach Moed. Just to go over a halacha that I discussed last week, Yisoid from the Aruch HaShulchan, and his Medayik from the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that we have a klal upon a klal that we only dashin Lesach Moed, Lesach Moed is only on things that are koina mikna, things that you buy and sell. And the Lashon HaMechab, the Lashon HaRamim is also Davish She'efshe Yekneu Mimenu. So the Aruch HaShulchan teach that to mean that something that's not nitin l'mechir, it's not tangible, it's not like a chevet shel schayra. His masha was you're trying to learn a fact, you're trying to learn an omnis. So the teaching, the learning of that omnis is not dava nikna kainu mikna, even a grad that we pay for charging for teaching for courses for education. But nevertheless, since it's not something that's transferable, that's kainu mikna. The Aruch HaShulchan said it was in smite from the parsha. And I saw some Achronim go with his Aruch HaShulchan, Heintiker. The Mice is on that very Mechilta, there's a Mekeves and Mishnah. It's not the Mekeves and Mishnah, the Rambam and someone else, but he has a Pirsh in the Mechilta. And on there he teaches it differently. So the Mice says he doesn't hold to the Aruch HaShulchan. He teaches it that it has to be Dava, which is Koina and Mikna. Not that something is transferable, but Dava Koina and Mikna means something that people pay for, something that you're allowed to buy and sell, means you're allowed to charge for. And he says, it's coming lafukai taira. Because taira is a din, you're not allowed to teach taira for money. It's mani bechinam, avata bechinam, so you have to do it for free. So therefore, that's not something which is a dava which is koino mikne. So therefore, it's nismayt from the parsha. So mamela, you're allowed to be mafter someone to give you a shear. You're allowed to be mafter someone, like I discussed last week, to get your child into a yeshiva, into shear, because that's not something which is so like the achar shokin. It's more broad. It could be something which is not koino mikne. But even without that, it's pasher. It's Torah itself. Torah is mani bechinam avata bechinam. So then it will be nismayt from the parsha.
That's
called
kin as a
mile of Torah,
right?
Sorry? They bring that. But you should know what's a kin as a mile. A kin could be a mile that I would like to aspire to be like you. You're a Talmud Chacham. I also want to be a Talmud Chacham. You know Shas. I also want to know Shas. Okay, that's very healthy, that type of a kinna. But here, it's okay, I want to get something from you. I want you to teach me this year. I want you to learn with me. I want you to be my chavrusa. I'm trying to get something from you that we don't know that kinna say from Talmud Chacham. Kinna say, I would like to be like him. But to get it from him, that's an Indian of Chemda, and that we need a new drasha. God, the Zaya learns it out from somewhere else. The Zohar says that if you look in the Aseret HaDibros, after the lois, there's a psik, there's a line, a slash, whatever you want to call it, to tell you, loi zich, it's for sure asa. Then what? Loi sirtzach. No matter what. Loi sik, no matter what. When it comes to loi sachmid, it's missing the psik. It's missing that stop. So the Zohar says, the reason why it's missing that psik is because they're trying to tell you that it's not definite. There is a case that you're allowed to be over loi sachmid, and that is Torah. That's what the Zohar says. You're allowed to be able to sachmud to learn from somebody Torah. So it fits just from a different drasha. So you have to know why you need two drashas for. Okay, good. But at least the bottom line is you're allowed to be over chaymed someone's Torah to even get him to give you the Torah, get him to learn. Some would like to take it a step further, and that if I see you have a Gishmak Sefer that I would like to learn from, I'm allowed to be chaymed you to lend me that Sefer so I could learn. I'm not that I should get the Sefer. I'm not going to, it's not the Shav Yeshiva. I don't need the Shav Ketacha. I want the Devar Torah that's in your Sefer. I'm allowed to be chaymed it and pressure you to give me that Sefer so I should be able to learn, because that's an Indian of Torah.
Well, let's say we have Shiro. Say it wants me to teach you Torah. There's really two things. The Torah itself, you have enough, and I'm going to have a Chemda. What about his time?
That's mani v'chinam avata v'chinam. The time is supposed to be given over for Torah. Yes, you can't charge for the time. So that thing is not b'char
ayecha. No, you can get schar v'tola. Well, I get schar
v'tola. Oh, if he talk as schar v'tola, I would assume. I mean, let's say I said about getting a child into yeshiva. Yeshiva, they always charge. What's the hetter? The hetter is because babysitting or because schar v'tola. My hergish is, or at least to justify these poskim, is that the payment is not for the Torah itself. The payment is that you shouldn't have a hefset. You're not mechuyev to teach if you have a hefset. So what I'm doing is mashlim your hefset, because you're about to make a business deal. So I'll pay you off for that business deal. So now you don't have the hefset. Now you're mechuyev to teach me a bechinam. So ma'ani bechinam afata bechinam. Now you might not be mechuyev to teach me per se. You could learn yourself. You could teach other people. But if you're already teaching me, what you're doing is a maisa which is bechinam. It's not a maisa which is koinu mikna. It's a mamela. It's a smite from the klal or prada klal. It's only a dava which is koinu mikna.
Saying a
going up to
Torah.
Oh, well, so the Himmel, so I want it. Well, the only way I can get the Torah is you teach it to me, right? So I've been claiming your Torah. You got to teach it to me. Yeah, you don't have to, but I put pressure and I force you and I convince you and I beg you. Sorry?
You're allowed to be chaymed, but I don't have to give you.
100% you don't have to give it. You don't have to teach me.
Can't
you chaymed
my zman?
I'm not being chaymed. I would wish you wouldn't lose zman from it either. I'm being chaymed the Torah that you have that I would like to share. I would like to get. I would like you to share it with me. I want that chelek haTorah that you have. You know a certain inin, and I'm chalishing to learn the inin. You know all about Myris. You know all about Gittin, and I'm chalishing to know. And I want you to teach it to me. So that is an inin of Torah that's permissible. But to take it, like I said before, to take it to Stam Umnes, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's motto, and they try to apply the Aruch HaShulchan to many different applications. There's a Mekavis and Mishnah who touched the Mechilta differently, so now I'm not sold 100% on this head. And we're dealing with the Rises. Like I mentioned last week, basically anything that we're going to have is likely going to be a machloikis, because since there's no Gemara on it, so everyone's just scraping, trying to get a Rai for every Kishmaka Shaila, but I'm going to try to give over as much as I can in terms of if there's Akra, there's Akra. If there's no Akra, I'll tell you it's Machlokes. All right. Another thing that's all mentioned after the Shia last week, it's Kedai to mention, is that the Machabes says a Loshin, that you hichbid olav reim. So someone came over to me after Shia and was touching on the fact, what do you mean? Enshlich l'dvar aveir. I sent a friend to try to convince you, Enshlich l'dvar aveir, how could I be able to exactly? It's not pshad that your chava, who's being mafsa on your behalf, is over that very, and therefore it's a shlichus and you're over. Okay, the fact that you sent a chava, a shliach, your mafsa boy, that is the inyan of chemda. Chemda could have many different applications. One is if you're mafsa boy, one is that you get someone else to be mafsa boy. That is the maisa chemda. It's not because it's a shlichus shaboy. You who go ahead and you get a shliach to try to be mafsa in the cellar to give you something, that is the maisa chemda. That goof is like Mamela, not only were you able to save trying to scheme how you're going to get your friend, how you're going to convince your friend to convince the seller, but you're ready over leisachmen if your attack goes through. If your friend attack convinces the seller, you're able leisachmen as well. But that's two pshatim in the Gemara. One second, two pshat.
He said if somebody does it for somebody,
hopefully see tonight. Yeah, but you should know that is it's a machlekes in the Gemara. You know, Mabez, Mabezi. There's two pshatim. It's because he's a bachur yuvanah. So you're going with that pshat. What I'm with the other pshat. It's the reason why chatz is because chatz is balkocha. He doesn't have the option. He doesn't. It's not a choice decision. So memele is yeshlichas. But a normal person, even if he would be a lavrak, he would be brought in shlich could be. Right? It's two pshatim.
What happens if a person does it
to ma'aser chesed?
I know Yenim would like that thing. I go over to him and I catch him until he does.
Okay, so we're going to discuss tonight something like that. I mentioned last week and I found it tonight in. Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says in the Sefer Mitzvah Zakotza, when he brings down Leisachmite, the one marshal he gives is a chosin who is mafzir on his shver or parent, whatever, to give him something that he's not entitled to appeal to noyim. The shver promised a certain amount of years, a certain amount of chveitim, and you're mafzir the shver. He's buying a new car, maybe he should give you his old car. His shver had in mind that he's going to sell his old car, chveitim, or take a tax deduction, and you convince him, oh, come on, you could use the car. The Chavetz Chaim says that's a nissa of leisachmoid. What you see from the Chavetz Chaim, which is a delchari dava pashut as well, but the ab nisha mefakrik bezeh, so we have to mention it, is avada that there is a leisachmoid even on a matona. Leisachmoid is not just limited to a maisa mechira. Leisachmoid is that I convince you to give me something b'matana and some like that in Rishonim as well. Avada moiva leisachmoid. All right. Another thing that we touched on, but I would like to go into it a drop, is what is the shear of leisachmoid? How much does it have to be worth to you be over leisachmoid? So the Minchas Chinuch in one place, in the Lav of leisachmoid, I believe it's the Lamed Ches, over there the Minchas Chinuch says that leisachmoid requires a pruta. But if you mafta by an shpachas mishav a pruta, it's us out chatzi shir. That's a minchas chinuch. So it's a chatzi shir. Now, ki yidua it's a velt shaila. But what is a pshat? Why is the Torah asa chatzi shir? So Gemara says because it's chazi litz to rufi, because it could add up and become a full shir. What's pshat and chazi litz to rufi? So Prima Gadim has a chakira. Prima Gadim is masupik. What's the lum that's a chazi litz to rufi? In Basa Bakalav, he says, either pshat chazi litz to rufi means because I ate a chatzi zayis, and toch kedei achilas pras, I could eat another chatzi zayis, I could be mashlim this year. So Mamela, right now, even on my first Chati Zayis, I'm already awesome in the Raisa, because if I continue and I would forget, he says, whatever, I would continue to eat the next Chati Zayis. I would already, that is the Shir Shalom, so I'd be ready over the Shir Shalom, even on my first half of Zayis, that's part of the Kansa Zayis, and the Shaka Zayis said something very, very similar to that, so that's why I'm over. Or Dr. Prima God, no, the reason why Chati Shir is also is because had I eaten then the Zayis, the whole shear, I would have been over. So then, even a chati zayis, which Achrenim explained, which means it's like a raya. How could the Torah ask a whole kazayis for? If you need a shear kazayis, if every mash or every chelik of that part, every part of that kazayis is mutter, so how could it be over if I eat the whole kazayis? Is the haraya that must be the Torah ask it even every morsel of that kazayis? Because you don't get malchus till you eat the whole kazayis. That's his suffix. And he says the nafkamina is for things that don't have the shir of tzirif of kedei achilas pras. He says, the mashal, basa b'cholav, we know that this is achila, but this abishal, or this hanah, that was not nisrabah from the shir kazayis b'kedei achilas pras, so there you don't have the din of chazi litz terufi, of I'm going to be mashlam. If I'll cook a chati zayis basa b'cholav, and then the next second I'll cook another chati zayis basa b'cholav, I didn't cook a full kazayis, I cooked twice a chati zayis. It's not mashlim. It didn't make it. Now I have a big shear bishul. So Dr. Prima Gordon, whether you're going to be over chati shear on bishul and hanah, basa b'kolav, is totally in his chakira. And it's nagel l'gabi Pesach, ba yirah. It also, it's something that you can't be mashum. If you have a chatzizai, you're going to have another chatzizai, or whatever. You can have a chatzizai or chomitz, and you're going to have another chatzizai or chomitz. You can't be mashum, so therefore you won't have a din of isa chatzishir. That's prima godim. So Jesse has raised lakan alakan. He clears the shayla many, many places. It's a velt chakira. So they bring a raya from the Rava Magid. The Rava Magid says by the Rambam, Hilchos Kenevah says, it's also to steal even a mashu. We know that L'chayr the Shir is a Shir Pruta. Why is it also to steal even Pachas Mishav Pruta? So the Rava Magid, because it's a Yisrael Tzchati Shir. Bring Allah Achroinim, many Achroinim bring a raya from this Rava Magid. You see that the Shir is not because it's Chazat the Zufi, because you could be mashlim later on, because we steal a Chati Zayis, a chati pruta today, and you steal another chati pruta in an hour from now, you didn't steal a whole pruta, you stole twice a chati pruta. It's only by achila was it's neschadish, a shear of chazil litzrufi, a shear of kazayis b'kadei achilis pras, and in one shear of achilis pras, we look at it as one big achila, but without that, and every mashu would be a new maisa achila. So by geneva, you don't have this chidish din, havad, every maisa geneva is a new maisa geneva. So they say, loit the prima godin, why would it be over chati shir by geneva? So they bring a raya from the Rava Magid, like one side of the prima godin. L'chay here too, the Minchas Kunik says over here, over chati shir. Now l'chay, l'sakman also, if I'm chay made a chati pruta of yours, and I convince you to give me a chati pruta, and then the next minute I did it again, I wasn't chay made a whole pruta, I was chay made twice a chati. So why should we have is of chati shir? Is the haraya like the other pshana prima godim? That no, it's just a raya that the Torah must have been makvin on every mashu, every chelik of the shir, because otherwise how could it be over the shir? How could you over shir gzeil on a gneva on shavar puto, isakman on shavar puto, if every mashu, every chelik of the shavar puto would have been muta by itself? And like, okay, it's a raya that not even on the chati shir is also. Look, the minchas chinuch should be told in the two stadim the prima godim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says in Lamed Ches. If you look later on, the Minchas Chinuch returns to the Shaila in Simin Reish Chav Dalet, and over there he says could be Yoiva on the Shavu Pruta, a Pachshem Pruta Stamizay without the Din Chati Shir. He said by Gzela we know Gzela is a Shi in the Torah is a Shavu Pruta because it has to have a Chiva Shava, but Lesakun which is not Nitin La Shava, so it's never in the Schadish Mechal the Shir Pruta. Maybe the whole Isal Lesakun is even on a Pachshem Shavu Pruta. Forget not on Chati Shir. It's a Lav Mamish. It's a Lav Deraisa to even be Chaymit Pachshem Shavu Pruta because there was no Shir said in Lesakun. Lamaisa, whether you got Chatishi, you got Salah, but it's very important that the Issa is even on a mashu. What's it Negeh? I'll give you a few examples how it's a Negeh. You have a child who's nudging his friend or his brother, his sibling, you know, please share with me your ices, give me a lick, or a nash, I want just, you know, give me two potato chips or a dipsy doodle or whatever it is, or I just want to sip in your soda, right? You even have an adult, you had a game and you see the other person, you know, your mom is sweating and you have the other person who has this Gatorade, who knows what, and is Poway, quenching his thirst, and you're chalishing and you know, just give me a sip, and he's embarrassed, well, he's going to not give you the sip, so he gives you the sip. At that point, even if you're going to say that it was Pachas Meshavar Pruta, I'm not sure, because look, one sip is already Shavar Pruta. But even if it being Pachas Meshavar Pruta, you're going to be over a Lav Deraisa of Lei Sakman, and like the other good chaz, it's a Deraisa of Chatzi Shem and Atayra, but you're going to be over a Lei Sakman, even on a Pachas Meshavar Pruta. Another application of this is if you're going to be Chaymit something which belongs to a Tziba. So let's say, I don't know, Latiba, someone asked me in the Shiloh, remember like a week ago, he sees a shul that has a rear sefer, and he said no one in that shul is learning from that sefer. He knows the shul, that shul is more art school type of a shul. It's not a shul that's going to learn this type of a sefer, and that art school didn't translate into English yet. It's not going to, no one's learning from it. And he very much would love that sefer. So he wants to know, could he convince the shul to sell him that sefer? And that's when the shul's not holding by selling any of that for him. So now, if you tie it, the shul, let's say, has a large membership. Let's say the shul has 200 people, and the whole, you know, you just make it out that for each member of the shutfis, it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta. So he was trying to tie it that maybe it should be Mutz, it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta. So on each one, I would be able to be Mafze. But it doesn't make a difference. Even Pachas Meshavar Pruta, there's an Issa Deraisa, maybe even a Lav Deraisa, but Chach an Issa Deraisa. So it's be an Issa Loisachman to try to force the shul to sell you that safe as well. That will also be a Loisachman. It means any David Tziburi, even though for each Yachid V'Yachid, it's Pachas Meshavar Pruta, he's still going to be over an Issa of a Loisachman. All right, another Chikav Shaila, Maisa Shoya Kachoya. Someone asked the Yisrael Yankov Fish, as it's all, it's printed in Evan Yisrael, he has a Chelek HaTshuvah, as if the Rambam, he has the last few Chalakim HaTshuvahs. has a following shayla. It's a santa shayla. It's Nebuch the shayla, but it's a santa shayla. A boy wrote him a shayla that Nebuch, his sister, needs a kidney, desperate for a kidney transplant. And the father already gave the daughter a kidney, and after 8 months, I believe it was, the kidney didn't catch on. And then the mother gave a kidney, and after 6 months, it didn't catch on. Right now, Bashahu b'derech hateva, she will be nifteres. She can't do dialysis, he writes. She will be nifteres unless she gets a transplant. And the parents are forcing the child, the son, the sibling, the brother, to give his kidney to his sister. And he writes the child to Yisrael Yankov, his chiyuvim, and then he writes about should he be miramis to his parents at the Eveloi Sachmoid. And that is what basically the tshuva is on. So the beginning of the tshuva he discusses that even though it is the inyan of sakonas nefashos, atzolos nefashos, but there's a cloud of atzolos nefashos, you're not mechuyiv to put yourself into a sakana. And he says that giving up your own kidney, besides the anesthesia, besides the actual giving up the kidney itself and the operation, Shabbat, mikama time him, he says that you're entering into a sakana, and memelo, you're not mechuyiv out to egin and dinat zolos nefashos, you're not mechuyiv to give it up. But he says still a midas chasidus, it brings down for an advaz, it's still a nice inyan, but you're not mechuyiv to do so. And he says also mitzvah kibud avim that they tell you to do so, it's yidua, the mitzvah kibud av is only mishalav. So he says if you're not mechuyiv to give up your own money, you're not mechuyiv to give up your own kidney. So at the beginning of the tshuva comes out that you don't have a chiv mamish to give up your kidney, but it's a midas chasidus. Then what you say, that it's an inyan of leis achmid here, and you should be meramis to your parents, not to do leis achmid, he says for a few reasons why there's no leis achmid, and it's a very kedai to discuss. The shoyl actually asked him, the reason why there should be no leis achmid here, is because atzolus nefoshes, the only shleisha dvarim that are b'fnei pekuach nefesh, right, avedizor, arai, shvichas domim, so maybe leis achmid is not, so the parents are allowed to be over leis achmid to save their daughter. Just to be matzel to atzakonis nefashos, atzolos nefashos, there should be no inyan of leisachmid. That's what the shul writes to him. And grada happens to be a minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says that for leisachmid, if it has sakonis nefashos, you're allowed to be over leisachmid. Because it's nitcha b'nei, like all kol ha-terikul, except for the three cardinal avaries, are nitcha b'nei pikuach nefesh. So Yankov says, what you tie out pikuach nefesh, he doesn't like it. He tainis that he brings a Tesefta, that the Tesefta says that there are three dvarim taka that are oimid b'fnei pikuach nefesh, v'mei oima af ha-gezel. Even gezel is oimid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. And he touches up a gemara, not kindness like that, that you're only allowed to steal. And Rashi was, you're never allowed to steal pikuach nefesh. And he says, Rashi's going like Remei, and he says, even Taisan, we pass him like Taisan. Taisan says, you're only allowed to steal if you pay. But if you don't pay, you're not allowed to steal even for atzolos nefashos. So he says, you're not paying. So if you're not paying, he says, it's not something that has a price to a kidney, doesn't have a price. So he says, out of that, the parents wouldn't be allowed to be able to leis achmid, even though it's atzolos nefashos. But he says, for a few other reasons, why he feels it's mutter. First reason he says is, like we mentioned before, you're not doing it for yourself. The parents aren't trying to get the kidney for themselves. They're trying to get the kidney for their daughter. So he said, if the sister would be maftzer boy, and a chenami, the sister would be over leis achmid. But the parents aren't being maftzer for themselves, they're being maftzer for their daughter, it's fine. And I assume, he doesn't say it, but I assume he means to say that the daughter didn't send the parents to be maftzer boy, because if the daughter sent the parents to be maftzer boy, then that's the leis achmid of the sister. But he says, the parents are doing it to save their own child, so there's no issue of leis achmid. That's one, because they're doing it for somebody else. There you say the stick. Second shot, he says, which is very mechudesh, he says, leis achmid is only as something which is a dova hanira le'enayim. A kidney is not nearly nine. A kidney is inside someone's goof. So what does he mean to say? He says, chayim means that when you see something, and you chapa taiva for it, you chapa chemda for it, it grows on you. You want mamish that. So that's chemda. That's what he's saying. If I don't see it, so why do I want it? I don't want it because I chapa taiva. I want it because I know that it's going to be good for me. I need whatever. The daughter needs the kidney, so that's why the person wants it. So therefore he says that it would even be mutter for the sister to force you to give up the kidney, because the sister is not doing a chemda on something she could see. She's doing it on a kidney that she can't see.
What about somebody else's money?
Oh, so therefore he says, then he wants to say that you're allowed to be choymeid mamin. You're allowed to be chayim if I want to be mafsa you to give me money, right? You have an oni, like Yeshua, you have an oni, you want to be mafsa for someone to give tzedakah to the earth, give me money. You don't see the money. Yeah, if you'd be, you know, waving a wad of bills, and he wants those bills are here. But if you write, you don't see the money. You just know that the person is has money, and you love to have some of his money, but you don't see it. He wants a taina that that should be mut, and that's not a nis of leisachmi.
Whatever happened today.
I don't say the end if the daughter was saved or not, but that's how he comes out. And Meili says there's no inu leisachmi, but he still says it's not a nice thing to do. It's not a nice thing to force, even on something that you can't see. So it's still not a nice thing to do, but you're not over this leisachmi. Now, to take it apart a little bit, the vote that he says, that because you're not paying for it, so if you don't have the head of pikuach nefesh of taisis, I find it difficult because the longest of taisis was, I have to pay you and be mashlim. I'm allowed to, over there, Dovid HaMelech was allowed to burn the soirim, the goddess of soirim, achit. So that's also being paid. He's being masking for a matona. The vote over there is, he now let do it balkoche and not to pay, to be mafs at him. But if you're going to convince him to give it to matona, so convince it to matona. And if Taka the brother is b'shum leif is not masking until you pay him more for $1,000, so pay him more, it's also good. But even if you can tell me at the end of the day it's going to be mafs, but at kedekak it's going to be masking, belize, shum, skum kesef. So I'll say, but he was paid up. Whatever the reason why he was masking l'soif, it's not a maisek zeil, it's like a gezam nasa shalom. The l'choy should have the same heter of atzos nefashim. Besides which I told you, the Minchas Chinuch calls b'chlal, you're allowed to be able to lay sachmid for pikuach nefesh.
I didn't understand Rabbi Fisher that way. I understood that he was saying that just a tushtel to Geneva, but he wasn't saying, he was saying just like by Geneva we said it wouldn't be mutter unless you were paid. So, but l'sachmoy won't be mutter unless you can be mashling the l'sachmoy. And since you can't be mashling the l'sachmoy,
he said, because the person's not going to buy another kidney.
Not,
but I don't know if I'm getting this and I'm being. Oh, yeah. All right. Yesh ladam. Yesh ladam is it. But on his thing, he also comes out with the thing that you're not oiv if you're not choymid, if you don't see the item. Let's go back a little bit and let's try to get to the mankot. There is a halacha. The Achrayim discusses this. What happens if you want a dove shein a muslim? Mamashal, your wife has a chasna to go to. She very much would like to have an outfit for the chasna. She doesn't have one. She knows a neighbor has an outfit or has outfits, Lashon Rabim, and she feels that it would be worthwhile for her, instead of renting a gown that night, to convince her neighbor or friend to give her one of her outfits. Now, she doesn't care, rather, which outfit her friend gives her. She just needs an outfit, any one that her friend wants to give. So, Dovah She'enu Mislayim. So, the place can discuss, Ayoyva Lo Sachman on the Dovah She'enu Mislayim. So some say the same idea, kilu, like there's no chemda for any one item, so mamela, I'm not over because it's a dove she'enu mesuyim. Yesh ladam is that. A lot of chemda say not like that, because the word of chemda is, just like if I would steal it, right? Chemda is a min gezelt, it's a type of a gezelt, just I'm doing it behaftzara, I'm convincing you through ways that I shouldn't be convincing you up here, derech ha-toyra. So, l'chayra, if I steal from you a dove she'enu mesuyim, I hold you to gunpoint, you got to give me up one of your items. You're not oiv gzeila, I'm not oiv gzeila. So, l'sachmin is also, I've mafsed the boy, and I convince you to give me one of your items, that's also going to be oiv l'sachmin, even though it's a dove she'enu mesuyim. To say it like similar to Dine Fisher, there's a grip on Resag, touches up the side of Gezel is stealing value, and the side of Chemda is stealing the Chafetz, the Tzura, the application, the whatever, the Shtamshis of the Chafetz. So he says, when you steal from somebody, if you want the item and the value, the underlying value, so you have both. If you just need the item, you just want the item, you don't care, you're even willing to pay for it, so you have only a leis achmad. And if you only want the value, but you don't care about the item, you need to make money, so you'll steal his radio and you'll sell it, you'll steal his car and you'll sell it, and that's how you get money, so then you only have a leis achmad. That's what he said. It's like, sort of like the Dying Fisher type of a root. The chemd is only because you want that item, and kilu, it grew upon you, and you saw it, and you took it a step further, the Dying Fisher, but that's chemd. But otherwise, you're not over a leis achmad, it's only leis achmad. Mice is a big chiddush. It's going to come out. I mean, I'm not paskining here, but someone sent a shayla to Chaim Kineski. I over leisachmin on money. And now, clearly, mommy, there's no chemda on. Even if you would see it, if you take the resag, you take the grip all the way, because I don't need punk that $100 bill. The next Franklin would do just as fine. I just need the value in the $100. And Chaim Kineski wrote back that he thinks that you are over leisachmin even on money. And he brings a raya from Masechta Kala Perek Vav. Over there, Masechet Kala says that if a person says, I want Yenet's money to be Mamin Shali, Yoiva Lay Sachmoid. And he teaches Vaisais that Mamin means cash. He doesn't mean Mamin means Chveitzim or Metalton or Shavakasim. He learns it to mean Mamish cash. And Ruchaim says that Avad, you're going to be Yoiva Lay Sachmoid.
Well, he called me even from Stan Fisher, if you want to have that person's $2 million, you want
to
have.
But you see, no, you have to see it, he says. You have to, if I want that person's kidney, right? That's what the case was, and it wasn't Evelay Sakman because he didn't see it. So he makes this, he fills this with money, that if you see it, you're Evelay Sakman. If you don't see it, you're not Evelay Sakman. The mice is, Halok Lamaise, I wouldn't be quick to give out this etta, because like I said, Ruchaim Kanevsky, and the pashas is that even on money, you should be Evelay Sakman.
The kidney, it's a life-saving matter. It's not because he loves the kidney.
But he wants that item. He needs that item. So he's being chaybid
to survive.
So if you're not going to invoke the het of pekuach nefesh, no. So that I discuss. He holds that there's no het of pekuach nefesh.
Why you see the person alive? So that's
what I don't. He's going to remain with his life. I'm not taking all his kidney. I'm not saying I want to be his Gilgal. I let him stay alive. Let him have it. I just need his second kidney and to give it to someone else. All right. But the ma'aser, the other het, the underlying het that you have from Dain Fisher is that you only over lesakman if you want it for yourself. If you want it for somebody else, you're not over lesakman, which is a very important. Others say this as well. There's a Rab Brochus that says it. Maybe not in the exact case. You could be machalik, but that's lechayra. That's a good way to go. It's muskum. Sorry? He says at the end it's not a nice thing to do. I'm not sure exactly if there's not also, so why is it? But he says it's not a nice thing to do, but there's not an issa to be leisakman on something for somebody else. Now I should mention.
What about collecting soccer? What did you say about that?
So collecting soccer, if you hold that it's mutta on money, so that's not a problem. And at least like Dain Fisher, if you didn't see Yenim's money, you know, if you're going collecting on Purim and you see you just put out a wad of bills and the guy before you gave 100 and you'd like your eyes are chalishing for that wad of bills, so then in Chanam you'd be able to sakman even like Dain Fisher. Again, like to a grip you might not because it's only the value Shabbat that you want. But if you don't see the money, so Dain Fisher holds that you're fine. But I'm telling you, don't run with.
I thought we were collecting for somebody else.
If you're collecting for someone else. If it's a kegel for someone else, because in tights, then...
Not nice.
I don't know. So you have to weigh not nice. On the other hand, you have a mitzvah tzedakah. I don't know. He's saving... Or here was also for Kuk Nevesh. I hear the Taina. I don't...
The Inyan of Nirla Naim is... It has to do with if it's generally seen. If a person's off my own tongue blind... Is it the Metzius of Nirla?
Yeah, according to Dain Fisher, the way I understand, he won't be Chaymik because he doesn't see the items. So in a Chanami, a person who's blind will not be able to sakman according to Dain Fisher, unless he can, maybe through feeling it, maybe. I don't know if he can recognize it too.
Someone calls you now over the phone.
Who?
Over the phone.
But you don't see it. Yeah, but by you, I see the Natuzzi couches advertised. I'm chalishing for one.
Yeah, but everyone knows what a kidney looks like.
Right.
Well, if you're going to school, you know what a kid
is. Yeah, but I
well, no more high school. Forget about it.
I enroy Dav Chaim.
Talk about I enroy Dav Chaim. When we started off at the beginning, that if you want from somebody else, so if even Masha Yeshla, you lose. I think I saw in the Ben Yoyada. He plays on word. He said if you have an ayin, which is improper, the ayin is improper because you're chaymid mashiyesh lechaver, then the Kol Baruch Hu also changes the ayin into ani, flips around the yud and the nun, and that's why you lose mashiyesh. I'm saying it's improper, that's his take on the Gemara. All right.
If you make it nearly nine.
I'm going to definitely discuss Lifnei Iver on the person who's being nechmad. For him to go through and allow the chaymei to go through with the deal would be over lifnei iver. I mean, they discuss maybe there's no lifnei iver by leisakmoid, but here I'm also you're telling me that I'm gonna be mamsi it for him. You already got I like what you're saying. I'm saying even if it would already be near Leinayim before, and he's overlift Neiva by going through with the deal and selling it to him. Oh, so Loises Hava, you mean? You mean he'll be over very good. He'll be over by showing it to him. He's allowing him to be over Loises Hava because Loises Hava could only be on something which is Bali Day in the tour of Lois Hakva. So Kozman, he doesn't see there's no Lois Hakva, there won't be Loises Hava. So if you over lift Neiva on Loises Hava, very nice. I hear. Very good schmack.
That could be a problem in advertising.
Okay, maybe that's just a picture. You don't see the specific item. Okay. Once we're discussing it, something which is oimid lemechira, there's no issa of loisachmid. Loisachmid means I'm forcing you to do something to change. It means to do something that you don't want to do, or to sell something that's not oimid lemechira. Means I'm forcing to give beis reyecha. And everyone has a different play in it. You can say that this is not really like beis reyecha because it's oimid lemechira, but the bottom line is that skamas apayiskim is you're not over loisachmid if he's oimid lemechira. That's what you discussed last week. I go into your store and I nudge you and nudge you and nudge you. I'm not over loisachmid. However, let me just take it another step. I'm even allowed to negotiate with you and bargain with you if that's the norm in the industry. Diamonds, I handle with you, handle on the price, whatever it is. Maybe in the furniture industry, in the couches, we'll handle a little bit. So that's fine. But the poison said that if I handle to the point that I'm such a nudge and I get to the point where Yuzika would not be holding by selling it. And the only reason why you are is because you just want to be potter for me. Well, like you would say, you want to be Mamaita, Kilalat, all the Marishan, just get rid of this guy already. So then you, Lechaya, would be over Loisachmid, even though it's a Dovah Midl Mechira, because for that price, it was definitely not a Midl Mechira. So long as you're Midl Mechira, when you bargain and negotiate, so good, whatever's the norm in the negotiation tactics, that's fine. But if you're going to get to the point that Yizikha would not have sold it to you at this price, if not for the nudge, not for being a nudge that he doesn't appreciate, that would be Issa of Loisachmid.
Right, but the
Mechira
was still not supposed to be mine, it was supposed to be sold. I wasn't paying
any attention. But for that price, it's not Oimid Mechira. Let's say, I'll take it to an extreme, just to drive a point home. Because what happens if you're even taking a loss at the item? He's nudging you to the point that you're going to sell for less than what you bought it for. For that, you're not Oimid Mechira. Like the Gemara says, Zavin v'zavin tagrik, you don't make business like that. You're not going to make a profit, right? So clearly, for that price, you're not Oimid for. Good, that's the end of the season. But Stam, if I want to get the cost out of it, because he's a nudge. Well, let's say the cost on the, I saw one in the Achrayim will say a case. I don't know how practical it is, maybe you guys could tell me, is that the cost was in the store and he's negotiated and you're holding by your own, you're not holding by selling it, and you're back and forth, and you're not. You know, you're already now focusing your attention on the next cost, and this guy starts to make a racket in the store, and it's probably not good for your business. He's starting to scream, starting to, come on, you can't be a sport, come on, what are you, at that point, the reason why he's saying this is because Pachi is trying to get him out of your store. He's going to hurt your business. What? It's common. Okay, good. So that, you should be over Loisachmid. But that means he's not holding Bechlau by selling it. You're being mafza alav in an oifen that he can't turn you down, or he's not holding by turning down because not kedai him, so you're over Loisachmid. That's negotiating beyond what you're supposed to be negotiating.
If you see somebody has an item that you know you can go buy it somewhere else, and you talk to go buy it somewhere else, but you only hopped it was Loises Hava maybe.
No, we said Loises Hava last week. We said Loises Hava is only that you scheme to do a Loisachmid. So Loisachmid would be, if Loisachmid means I'm going to force you and pressure you to sell it to me, even if I pay you, Loisachmid means I plan on how I'm going to force you to sell it to me for the price. That's Loisachmid. But if I just like your item and I'm going to buy it somewhere else, but I'm scheming to get it from you, you're not over Loises Hava. There is an inin midas chasidus not to be misava what belongs to somebody else. But you're not, if I see a beautiful house and I say, oh, what a great house, I would like that house also, but I'm not interested in buying that house. Let's say I don't even like the neighbor, but I like the house, right? So it's not even a tzad that I'm going to live over there. I don't want that house, right? I just want that tzur's house, but I'm going to build it my own or buy it from somebody else. That's not over Loises Hava. It's a midas chasidus, an inyan not to be misaveh anything that belongs to somebody else. But you know, you take it to an extreme, like the Mesillas Yesharim would say, we will all be living in huts. Who needs anything? Who needs clothing? Who needs anything? It's only because I see Yenna. Okay, Moshe has a different take on the matter. He discussed with me already. But the Mesillas Yesharim already says that if it wouldn't be for the, you know, living like the Joneses and everything else, we'd all have a much cheaper lifestyle and would much more affordable. But there it is that I want to copy you, whatever it is. But you're still not able to have it because I'm not getting it from you. I'm not trying to take away yours. I'm going to take the famous In the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, he used to say, half in wit, but that Nakuda. He said, when you see someone else as a beautiful thing, forgive him. You need Badafka his to take it away from him. Let him have his and you can have another one. But the same Rabbi Yisrael will give you the second one. He only could give you that one that he has. He was saying, like, that's how you get over Lusavan and get out of a Lusavan Lusakman. Don't want and take away his. You could have something similar, but just not his, and that you won't be able Lusavan Lusakman. Like I said, it's still an Indian, it's still a nice thing not to do, but fine. Oh, I was about to discuss it. Once we established, or at least we entertain, that there could be an issa of lo sakmei on money, so the place can say that who adin if I convince you to buy something. I'm a salesman, a very good salesman, called a nudge, and I convince you to buy something that you're not holding by buying, you should over lo sakmei as well. You have one case was brought down. You have a person who comes to your store or to your house to sell you something. And this is his modus operandi is like this. He doesn't leave the store or the house until you buy something. And he prides himself. He's a successful businessman. He's also successful in being over Lo Sachmoid. You have another case that the Pesach Choshen brings down, that if you have a Mechaber selling a Sefer, he has a case, he sends it to you in the mail, you know, it gives you a price, and what are you going to do? Send the sefer back, it's a tikh, you're going to go to... So, and of course, he gives you an envelope as well to send him, you know, payment for the sefer. So he says that the mechaba of the sefer is over loisachmait, chomas, is because you're putting the buyer in a position that he basically has to buy from you. He doesn't really have much of a choice, what?
Does he have to buy?
You're pressuring. No one has to. No one's held by gunpoint. But you've been maftel. Oh, so they discuss what happens if you don't want to buy. What should you do? He goes on to that. Then he goes on to what happens if a shoyl. He had the masham. The shoyl of the shoyl sends a shayla to a adam gadol and a postage. You know, repaid return, a return postage. Does the gadol have to answer the shayla because he has now the guy's stamp? He's going to have to mechuyev to answer back. You could dan. Maybe there's an Indian of okay. Loisak mepashas it shouldn't be because it's Torah. But he goes. He's mechuyev to give back. That's what he discusses. That's really why he's talking about it, to have a chiv to return the sefer. But B'tei Chatzorim, he says, there's an inyan chomes here, lois achmed here, because you're forcing the person to buy something that he wouldn't otherwise buy. Now, if you... Sorry? So, Grada, most is the sense of it's they don't obligate you, they don't give you a price, they send you, and hoping that you'll give them a matana. They're reminding you, it's a reminder, reminding you of the hatava that they gave you.
It's not for an individual, it's not for themselves.
You have to know if not for themselves. Who owns the yeshiva?
If they don't keep the money themselves.
Okay, it's part of the yeshiva, I don't know. So you have to dan. If it's a private yeshiva...
You give money to your workers too, so you can't. Not only for yourself.
If the private yeshiva, then look how you wouldn't have this hetter. There's a hetter for hekdish, but there's no such thing as hekdish bezman hazeh. Like we learned in Hukas Anor, there's a sma. There's no such thing. Hekdish has to be really hekdish. So that mead wouldn't work either. Okay, so you have the other thing, if you have the mead of money, but without that, pashat, the Paisim say that forcing someone to buy something would also be leisakmet or chomets, and it's also. No, I sent you the sefer. Oh, I mean, I don't see the money. Okay, because you're going with the Dain Fisher, who holds it if you don't see it's fine. I'm telling you, he's a yochid bedava, Dain Fisher.
The eva of sending the money back, you don't have to worry about that because you can sell it on the hetter. If you have to send the money back to the person, you're able to pay eva because they're forcing you to do it and you're sending it back. So you're not paying for the sefer.
You can't send it back.
I hear. But what if you really want to give the stalker? So then there's not a problem.
Guy standing, working
for
someone else on salary. You're not getting that money.
Yeah, but you are his rave. That is your job. If your job is to make phone calls, is what is it called? Telemarketer, that's your job. So you're the shliach. So the owner of the telemarketing company is the one who's being mafzir. How? Are they reyim? Who? His payalim. And so that's a mace of leisakmet. So you're party to leisakmet.
You make a palmi at the same time.
You make a palmi? Again, haftarah means, like we discussed last week, haftarah means a nudge beyond what's normal in a request. It means you're allowed to ask once, and a Batel HaChokmah says you're even allowed to ask twice. He said the third time is already a nudge. So that's already a nudge. You're allowed to ask once, ask twice. You go into a store and you try to get to buy something. You're a salesman in a store and you're trying to get them to stack their shelves. You ask once, you ask twice. Rabbi Yashiv, I saw quoted, I don't know how reliable this is, but Rabbi Yashiv Tainis, that you're allowed, it's very dangerous, but you're allowed to convince the person that it's in his best interest to buy, and it's for his interest. I mean, and had a drop. It's not still exactly, not because you want it. You're convincing, you're showing him why it's kedai for him. I don't know how far to take it. We know, we learned last week that Zevach Redim says that if I give you twice the price of your house, and that's why I convince you to sell your house, and Birkas Peretz says it as well. So again, it's kedai for you. If someone pays $2 million for your house, jump. And it's kedai for you. I don't even have to convince you. You understand yourself. But you have a lezak point. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a mice in the Gemara like that. I think it's Rabbi Kiva. He convinced one of his relatives to give tzedakah. It was in his best interest. He was going to lose the money anyway. Remember that, the mice? Yeah. So that was in his best interest.
Well, anyway, it might have been a bin for himself.
Right.
Now, we discussed last week, we touched on it, again, that if...
The guy comes over to me, he's selling the state, he uses my house. Right? And I know the guy.
And you can't say no.
I can't say no. So he's zechay for lezach. That's what I want to give him because why is he needs the money? So can I give it or?
I'm telling you, if you want to give, no, because we said last week, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you're ish nichbad, then even one time is also, because in the one time you're ready to lich tavtzara, because one time from an ish nichbad, the Rishiva goes over to you and asks you for something, your Rav goes over to you, that's just like someone else asking you three times. If he says you should be nizah not to do that. So he wants to say, if you're the mechaber to say, if he asks you, and we can say, I don't like, I think you're not a tamachokam, I think you have nothing to write, I'm not interested in your sefer, like you're talking in a position. But if you're talking, want to give it without it, so I don't know if you're able to lift neve. He, whatever Maisa he did, I don't know, Lois Tesava, whatever it is, but Lemaisa Loisach, but Kapish my guy, he wasn't a Loisach, because you talk a holding by buying the safe. So I don't know. Now, we discussed last week about the mitzvahs. I want to show a combination of two things we discussed. The Davishol mitzvah is also, there is a Yisrael Leisach, but again, it's Shalom amongst the Paiskim, but Achrov, many of the Paiskim are that Dvar mitzvah, I want your Shoif, I want your Esrek, I want your Chavit Shal mitzvah, I will be over Leisach, mate. There is a time in that you might not be over Leisach, and that is where the person is mechuyev to do it anyway. For example, talking about Pesach. Let's say you're in a city that there's no shmur matzah to be found. There's no matzah to be found. Whatever is required, al pi halacha, there's no matzah to be found. One guy is hoarding all the matzah, right? So for him, he doesn't need all that matzah. For him, it's only moisturous. He's going to eat matzah all 8 days. But for the mitzvah, deraisa, the first night, he doesn't need the extra matzah. So I would be able to force him, to convince him, to give me up his matzah because it's something that he's mechuyev to do anyway. Because even without it, al pi halacha, if someone has and someone else doesn't have, you could share. You have a chiv to be mamtzi mitzvah to other people as well. Again, I'm not going to that sugya because I don't really know that sugya well. But I'm just telling you that there's an inyan. There are times that you have a chiv to give to someone. Let's say tzedakah. The haftzara that he does, you have to give him the dollar, and he wants the second dollar, or the first 10, and he wants the second 10, or it's Yesh Laman, or it's Messiah. Whatever you give him, he wants double. Whatever it is, that haftzara, that's already, you already makayim, the basic fundamental mitzvah of tzedakah. But the first time that he nudges you, that you might have a chiv of tzedakah, and that he might be able to nudge you till he gets something. Because the chiv of tzedakah that you have anyway, you're allowed to be master to get. That maybe you tell me his haftzara gets you to give him more than you were supposed to out of mitzvah we can dan. But what's chuyev al pi Torah anyway, it's mitzvah, chesed, whatever it is, then there's no inyan al yisachma to force him to do that. Because there was a maisa in the DP camps between two rabbis, I don't remember who it was, but basically it was one, it was a shortage, of course, of wheat, of matzah, and one rabbi was able to get it, and he was supplying matzah to the whole camp. And he had a shliach from a different rabbi who sent his gabbai, Mashbak, you know who the...
Another Rebbe forced him.
He sent his mashbak, his shamas, to go to this Rebbe, and everyone was only getting one matzah. And he forced him to give. He said, "My Rebbe told me I'm not allowed to leave here until you give me two matzahs." What's this Rebbe going to do here? He's going to be stuck with someone else's gabbai. He has enough with his own gabbai. Okay, so he gave him two matzahs, and that was a mitzvah. Now, in the Davashom mitzvah, so l'chayru, Davashom mitzvah l'chayru doesn't have the heta. He wasn't mechuyev to do it because only mechuyev to give one. Sefer Shaldav, at the end of the story is that Leil Pesach, the shamus comes back with one of the matzahs and gives it back to the Rebbe who gave it initially. He says, Mekar Mekazava, Leil Zayf Mekazava. He says, the Rebbe said that the Shlik said, B'Shem is Rebbe, he knew that you're such a Gita, you're not going to be able to hold on even to your last matzah, because there's always going to be, you're never going to have enough. And someone's going to come finally ask you for your last matzah, and you're going to give it up, because you're going to have the mitzvah chesed as well. So you're going to want to give up that last matzah too, and at the Leil Pesach, I'm convinced, Dr. Rebbe, that you're going to end up without any matzah. So I ask l'chatchila for two, so I can return one to you, the Leil Pesach, so you should also have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. If you mamsi me the mitzvah, I'll be mamsi you back, whatever it is. And kachav, that was the maisa. But so there, okay, that's why he wasn't ever less accurate. He took the second matzah for yena. Kilo like he wasn't taking it. It was like, go, he's on nas, if you have to know.
He never took it.
He took it, I'm to give it back.
So that means he never took it.
I know, go, he's on nas, lahach, so alav. So you have to say over here that he never was chaymited for himself. It's like he was chaymited for someone else. He's chaymited for the noise in himself.
He gave it to him. He gave it to him. He never meant to
go
for himself. That's the only
thing. Oh, he never took it. Once a bit. He never took
it
for himself. So
you
tell me, like.
He gave it to him.
He took it.
No, but I convinced him, right? I convinced him. So that's why he's Sakhmad. If I'm doing like Sakhmad, I'm not Slahoshi.
Why wasn't the first rabbi think that the Ivor listened to him by giving him the second matzah?
Exactly. Because the rabbi had a moon, and the other rabbi that you think would not be able like Sakhmad. He must have a cheshvin, and that's why he's giving it. He's down the kafsas. Okay, another. I just get back a leg lamashul the gabi the mice with the dying fisher, and that's why I think dying fisher had to start off. He had to start off that there's no chiv. Besides atzal shosh, but there's no chiv of atzal nefoshes. Had there been a chiv of atzal nefoshes to take give up the kidney, then it would have been mutter for the parents to convince the child to do it, because the parents are convincing the child to do atzal nefoshes that he's mechuyev to do anyway. It's only because he established that there's no chiv atzal nefoshes b'chagana. That's when he started to go into the sugya of leis achmai, and that's when he got into his own heterim. Just to finish with one more thing, we discussed before the dava something which is imid lemechir. You're not over. It's a leis achmaid. The Shevet Halevi says that that's only if it's imid lemechir now. Well, what happens if you have a case that's it's not imid lemechir? But right now he's not holding by selling. He for these few weeks. It doesn't really explain why he's not holding by selling, but he's not holding, it means being tayim, it's not oymid l'mechir. Batim, he doesn't need it for himself. He plans on selling it, but he plans on selling it in a month from now, not right now. The Shevet Halevi says, the dover poshet that you are oymid l'mechir. I mean, don't say because Sefer Shadavid is going to be sold, so therefore it's not l'mechir. He says, being tayim, ba'asher hu, you're not oymid to sell it, you're oymid l'mechir. Let's say you have a guy who's an investor in properties. And you know, he only bought the property not to live in, he bought the property to flip. But he's not holding by flipping it today. He plans on flipping in 6 months' time. Wait till the market to appreciate. So right now, he's not holding by selling it. To convince him to sell it now, when he's not holding by doing so, it is an issue of leis achmaid.
If you offer him the price that it's going to be worth in 6 months from now, and he says, oh, I'm asking,
That's fine. Again, you can't convince. If you go over to a brother, like we discussed last week, are you holding by selling it? If the guy says, for the right price, because he's died. But if the guy says, no, b'shum boyfriend, and then you add money to convince him, then there would be innocence of like Sakhmai.
Let me explain. Yes. He wants you to.
He gets you to.
But you're not giving the first time of the mechir because you don't want to sell that.
You don't want to?
You don't want to sell that, but you want to sell something else.
Right, so what's the problem?
So maybe it's like, you want him to be Sakhmai.
No, but the mechir is trying to get from the coin. The mechir has only problem because he's trying to get the buyer to buy it.
He wants to walk into his showroom and say, oh, I want this.
Right.
Right, so right there.
So I don't know, is that like Sakhmoid? I wasn't mafsid boy. I showed him a picture and he wants it. I'm not being choymed and being mafsid in the buyer to buy. He's buying because I'm showing it. It's kedai for him. It's such a beautiful thing and such a great item, such a cheap price. I want to sell something else and therefore one.
You want to choymed this
item? The lekeach is.
He's going to much you to buy.
So who's going to be over? The lekeach is going to be over? The mech is going to be over? Who do you want to be over?
I'm asking if the mech is over the
mech. Oh, because the lekeach can convince him to. So why is he putting it in the display? What's that? What? Just get him into the zob? Is that oymid l'mechir? Yeah, I don't know about that case. I mean, the sound that's muzar.
No, because you want to sell the display. You just finished the shop.
Good. So it's his next item. It's the last item left, and he's going to convince.
He brings it to sample. It's a floor sample.
Good. So he'll buy something else. It's in stock. What's the big deal? That item. What's the problem? He's not going to convince you to give you the four sample. He's going to convince you to give him the item that you have in stock.
No.
What's fraked? I don't see a leis nakar. All right.
Good. For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.